We'll start off with the injury report. The following players are out for Sunday: Ace Sanders, Jeremy Mincy, Stephen Burton, and Blaine Gabbert. Cecil Grazzi, Jonathan Ciprian are questionable, along with Blackman, Ryan?
Yep.
Along with Justin Blackman. So we had limited reps for Sip, Cecil, today, just to kind of get a feel for where they're at. But we feel like some of these guys might be game-time decisions. We'll work them out Sunday prior to the game and see where they're at. We just got to, you know, really take as much time as we can with these guys getting back to health. But we feel better about Blackman. We held him out today. He did not practice, but that was just for us, just to give him. He got quite a few reps yesterday, and we wanted to make sure that he would be available on Sunday.
Did Cecil practice, or did you hold him out?
Cecil did practice today, but he's limited. Mm-hmm. Cecil? Yeah. For a couple of reasons. We felt like just to make some decisions for Sunday, we need to see where he was at today. Initially, I didn't think we would have to, but just to, you know, in case it didn't go as well today, or you know where he was at, you know, if we have to make some other decisions from with other guys, you know, as far as being active.
So Shorts is questionable for Sunday?
Yes.
Think you call Ebert up tomorrow?
That's why we took a look at Cecil today, to see where he's at and if we have to make a decision like that.
So if Sunday comes and no Ebert on the active roster, that means probably Cecil's going to give it a go?
Yes. That's right. That'd be right.
You think Blackman is good to go? There won't be any game time decision stuff on him?
We think he's good to go. Okay. Yeah.
Mercedes, is he?
Very good. Okay. Very good week.
If Gratz is active, do you foresee a nickel role or sub role?
No, not for him.
Okay. So
if he's active, it'll be at corner.
Okay.
Yep.
Instead of Will Blackman?
They'll both. Okay. We'll both play. They'll play both. Okay.
Is that a situation where it's not a big deal who starts or not? They probably both play.
Yeah, just because I think Gratz, he feels good. Yesterday it was Wednesday really good. Yesterday pretty good. Now today he feels good again. So it's one of those things. So we'll say, all right, let's see where he's at. The return to play protocol was followed through, but you know, it might be where he hasn't been back for a while, just to spell Blackman.
How anxious are you to get a look at those three rookies playing together over the course of the rest of the season?
Yeah, it'll be good, but that's I'm more anxious to get the best three, you know, on the field and see. Will's done a pretty good job in there for us and has made quite a few plays for us. So I think if anything, that will be a competition, you know, that you know how much we believe in that. So to make that a competitive situation, I think that'd be good.
Do you, Jed sort of alluded yesterday that when you got Lewis back the first time, it was going to be full participation. Do you think you may spell him a little bit with
Herbert? I think we got to be smart with him. He feels really good, though. Of all the guys I talked about, he's probably the guy we're most confident about and the progress he's made this week. So I think we have to be smart as far as long drives, you know, Ryan. You know, if it's a 10-play drive, which would be a great thing, you know, if something like that would happen, we'd have to be smart.
A couple of those.
Yes.
Brad playing his 200th game. What does that say to you as an NFL?
Unbelievable. I think he's played, 200 and started 80-some in a row. And we talked about that in our team meeting. What an accomplishment. And the players are all excited for him. And you know, what a milestone for him to reach. You know, it really states about his character and perseverance and competitiveness and what he brings to the table. And, yeah, he's a special guy.